This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بالعالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي مسعود عقبة بن عامر الأنصاري البدري رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث نيت in the collection of Imam Muslim narrated to us by Abu Mas'ud Uqba bin Amr al-Ansari al-Badri, and he has a number of ahadith in the different collection of the Sahihain, and they're all quite short and quite profound. And this one tonight is within the theme of outreach, which is what we're going to be covering over the next week and a half or 2 weeks, I guess. And it's a really short hadith that you've heard before, but it's so a good one to memorize and maybe contemplate on your way home. But he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, as a fa'il, qala man dalla ala khayrin falahu mithlu ajri fa'ilih. Man dalla ala khayrin falahu mithlu ajri fa'ilih. That whoever points someone or helps someone find a door of khayr, then they get the similar reward as the person who's going to do it. And there's context to this hadith. There's context actually in another narration of it, where someone came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, you're going on a battle. I don't have anything. احملني, meaning provide me with a horse and the armor and all the weapons and what I need and the food to get there and back. I don't have enough money to acquire any of the stuff. You need to take me. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا أجد, I don't have any of that right now. So a man came and said, Ya هذا, تعالى أدلك على من يحملك. Here I can point out for you someone who will. There's someone who has wealth and is willing to support someone to go on this battle. So he did, and that person found that other person. فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام this hadith. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said this, so there's a context to it as well. But the idea of it, of course, in the context of outreach, is much more meaningful and is much wider. It's not just that you do khayr. Is if you are someone who introduces people to khayr, if you facilitate, I want to use that word, or you make khayr accessible to others, and you ease it for them, then you get ajr, the ajr that they will do as well. They don't lose, obviously, anything, but you get that ajr as well. So it's not just doing good deeds, it's making good deeds or good things accessible and facilitating them for others. That's just as meaningful. And in the context of outreach, that's what we're talking about. You want to perform all the acts of Islam and get the ajr. Or you can maybe facilitate those actions for others or introduce people to these concepts and these behaviors. And it's like you put someone on the track and they'll just go on and you get the ajr. The ajr just keeps on running for you as they do it. So if you think about it, if you're, many people are, mashallah, a lot of financial minds here in the masjid, people who are good at business, know how to make money. It's a bigger bang for your buck. Like you get way more if you just perform a little bit of da'wah, a little bit of outreach, you make more, way more than doing the deed yourself. I'm not saying you shouldn't be doing good deeds. You cannot preach something you don't practice. That makes no sense at all. That's not acceptable. But if you don't want to repeat the same deed a million times to get an ajr, if you just do it just enough times to get by, but you introduce others to it and you encourage others to do it and you teach them and help them do it, you get more. It's just a better long-term investment for you, honestly. And this is the Prophet ﷺ saying us, telling us, just dalla ala khayr. You're just standing there pointing, here's khayr. Here, let me show you where khayr is. If you do here, there's khayr. You get the ajr of the person who's going to do it. Because if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't have happened. See, that's the piece that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't have happened. Now, of course, that's not true. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree whatever He wants. So, but He is allowing you to be the facilitator. For the lack of a better word, the tool that will allow this procedure to actually occur. And that's just His grace. And that's His love towards you. He's allowing you to be that person. We'll point out khair to others and help them do it so you can get the ajr for it. If you don't do it, someone else will. If you don't do it, someone else will and get the ajr. Might as well be you. The idea here is not, don't misunderstand this. We do this not because we are going to bring guidance upon people. No. That's Allah brings guidance for people. We don't. He guides whoever He wants and He misguides whoever He wants. And we're just fortunate that He guided us. Now guidance is going to happen. It's going to happen through someone. Might as well be you. May it be you. It'll be somewhere else. It'll be someone easily. It'll be easily someone else. But why not you? Why not make sure it's you? That's how you see this. Khair is going to happen. Point it out so that you can get the ajr. The ajr is up for grabs. Take it before someone else comes and takes it. Because that person is going to bank a lot. Because it's just a better long-term investment for them. So think about it that way. That as people are going to find guidance, khair is going to be pointed out to them, they will find khair. Make sure it's through you. Why not you? Why someone else get the ajr for this when you could? If you just put yourself in that position where you facilitated good deeds, or you introduced or made them accessible to others. There's a lot of value in making things accessible to others, a lot of value in doing that. And I think we sometimes miss or underestimate the importance of just making that accessible. So that's another aspect of outreach, which is what I think. You are here at the masjid. You have found this place accessible to yourself. You're not uncomfortable coming here. You're not uncomfortable being here, listening, sitting, getting up and leaving, sitting wherever you want and praying however you want and reading the Quran and talking to people. Not everyone feels that way. Most people don't feel that way. Most people come here and they feel very out of place, very uncomfortable and very self-conscious, and they don't know where to sit, and they don't know if they're doing this right, and they're not sure if they should be here or there, and they don't know where to take their shoes off, and they don't know where the bathrooms are, and they're not sure if they're standing in the way, and they don't know. Now, because they're uncomfortable. So you can stand here and just pray and do the action and get the ajr yourself, or you can facilitate it for someone else. And then you get the ajr every single time they do it. Like you're praying Isha twice every night. If you just take time to point it out to someone else, you're not going to pray for them, but you can facilitate it for them. So think about those things, because I think we are missing out on a very beautiful opportunity that he's offering us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yaqulu muslimu fi sahihih. عن أبي مسعود عقبة بن عمرو الأنصاري البدري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من دل على خير فله مثل أجر فاعله صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا.